This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is continually working on its diversity plan, on increasing diversity on campus and increasing awareness of diversity as well. We're speaking today with Dr. Elizabeth Lewin, who is the Associate Chancellor for Diversity at SIUC. Dr. Lewin, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I know that a lot of things have been going on since you came on board about 6 months ago in October of 2016. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been doing over those 6 months?
Sure. When I stepped in, I was given a charge by the chancellor, and along with that charge came a diversity council. And our purpose is to develop a comprehensive university-wide diversity plan. And that plan is to define and articulate the importance of diversity and inclusion. And it's also to identify ways that we can measure the goals that diversity and inclusion have in key areas for students, faculty, and staff, and in our recruitment and retention areas.
I know that a lot of people will hear the word diversity and say that is a challenge in and of itself, but there have been a lot of different policies or priorities over the last several years. Are you trying to focus those at this point?
Oh, absolutely. But people have to keep in mind that SIU has had a focus in the area of diversity, I mean, since its inception. I mean, we can go back all the way to the days of President Dwight Morris, who really built this campus, or all of the campuses, based on diversity, pulling from across the country. And as a result of that, SIU has an international reputation in a lot of different areas. So, you know, when we talk about diversity, it's really not a new area for SIU, and I'm just excited about having the opportunity to help refocus, go back and pull in some of the goals and objectives that had been established by him and many other presidents that preceded him. I have been places all over the world, and if I have on my Saluki garb, you know, whether it's a shirt or the hat, people recognize it. You know, they know the Saluki, and we can really give that credit to the global perspective that our university has held for many decades.
How much of it then is balancing awareness of SIU's history with diversity as well as kind of pushing forward? I know students and faculty and staff have been talking about making sure that ratios match and things like that for many years now. Is that a difficult balance?
Well, what is difficult is that when we don't have a clear focus, when the leaders of all of the areas are not focusing specifically on that, remembering the value that it brings to our campus, then it can be problematic. Because if everything just runs on, you know, automatic, you know, we say to people, oh, we're here, you know, come join us, well, then nothing happens. Because what has occurred over the time since President Morris is that every other campus has gotten on board with it. So we are now competing with other institutions who are seeing the value of diversity, and they come and they still, the faculty is still the students that we normally would get. So it has become a challenge, and we really have to now focus back on this. Because all of the jewels and the awards that we have received over the last several years, we are now losing a little of our shine.
And one of the ways that you hope to do that is with something that's coming up next week. It's Salukis United for Diversity.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about that. The Diversity Council and I have been working very hard to pull off we're calling it a conference, but it's a variety of activities that will start next Wednesday. And in that, we are going to have some papers and presentations by faculty members who have long been entrenched in the area of diversity. So they're going to share some of their thoughts. and the campus will have an opportunity to meet the Diversity Council. Oh, they are a great group of people. They represent 20 constituencies across campus, and they're very passionate about this topic. They're all very dedicated to their university and want the best for it. So they're doing a great deal of research to come up with a plan for the campus-wide. So everybody will get a chance to see their faces, and they'll be seeking information from people who attend. So that will be 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th at the Student Center. So we're hoping people will come out and meet these fabulous individuals who are dedicated to our university. And then the following day, we're going to have a Unity March. We are asking all of our RSOs, groups, Greek organizations, any student body across campus to come out and show their commitment to diversity. We really want to keep our thoughts out for our international students who are suffering right now and need to be told how much we support them and want to ease their anxiety about our the concerns with the immigration laws. And the chancellor will then read a proclamation of his commitment and that of the leadership of this campus. That will be at 5 o'clock on the Shryock steps on Thursday. And after that, students, faculty, staff will have an opportunity to socialize a little bit with barbecue and drinks. So we are really excited about that opportunity of coming together. Everyone's felt a little isolated lately, so we're looking at this as a time to help soothe that. Now, on Friday, we're going to have a series of safe zone trainings, and we know that that's a program that where everybody is trained who goes through the training to know how to assist people who are fearful. They fear a particular situation, and whether it's a young woman who is concerned that she's going to be assaulted, or a LGBTQ person who's maybe being bullied. So people who go through this training will know how to assist them and provide an area of safety for them. Now, our final event that I'm truly excited about, we've called in a gentleman by the name of Keith Boykin. He was here about 5 years ago, maybe a little more than that. Mr. Boykin is known internationally as an individual who promotes diversity. He can be seen on CNBC. He's been on MSNBC. He has written a book, and it's one of the best sellers, called For Colored Boys Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Still Not Enough. He received a number of awards for that book.
Sure. And of course, you can take part in that. It's coming up next week, Saluki's United for Diversity. Dr. Elizabeth Lewin is the Associate Chancellor for Diversity at SIUC. Dr. Lewin, thanks so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You are listening to WSIU In Focus.